We've already told you that one of the major hang-ups now with getting a new farm bill done is the disagreement over the dairy policy. But that issue doesn't only exist between lawmakers, as even the dairy industry itself isn't in agreement on the best way forward either. One idea, first developed at Ohio State University, would retain the expired milk income loss contract program from the 2008 farm bill as an option. Some say the proposal looks doable on the political and funding levels, even though the compromise has been scored as costing more than the Senate farm bill. But National Milk Producers Federation spokesman Chris Galen said his group believes the Senate-passed Dairy Security Act is the only proposal that will provide an effective safety net for all U.S. dairy farmers while also protecting taxpayers from the possibility of excessive program cost. In addition to costing more than the Senate proposal, Galen said continuing the milk income loss contract program would not adequately protect farmers from risk and that market stabilization is needed to correct the market imbalances that periodically occur in the dairy industry. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.